Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? That's right. We're broadcasting on an internet radio station worldwide. 7 continents, people. We're broadcasting worldwide. So tell all your friends, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your nephews. Tell everybody to turn on the internet and listen to the radio show. Because we are broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody around the world should be paying attention to Gregory's Stories. That's right. That's the name of my radio show. I'm G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm broadcasting and hosting the radio show. And we're broadcasting out of Las Vegas, out of Oakland, and out of L.A., California. Yes, we are. So tell everybody that you know to pull up the radio and pull up their internet and turn on to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard and listen to the radio show, because it's going to be an interesting show today, because we have music, we have sports, we have comedy, we have advertisement, we have everything on the radio show. So tell all your friends to tune in and listen to today's show. All right. First thing I want to ask is, how's the weather in your neighborhood? That's right. In Las Vegas, it's about 95 degrees. Yes, it's getting hot in Las Vegas. Well, we're in the desert in Nevada. So we expect it to be warm in June and throughout the month until November. So we're expecting to have 90-degree weather, and it will soon be in the hundreds, the three-digit weather, and then it'll be in 110-degree weather, and it'll even be as high as 120-degree weather. That's right. Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, and it's also the best place to come and get a suntan, because it's hot in Vegas during the summer. And the girls walk around in little or nothing. I mean, they wear bikinis, they wear G-strings, they wear tank tops, they wear T-shirts, and the guys come out looking good, too. They're wearing short pants, they're wearing bike shirts, they're wearing T-shirts and wife beaters. Yes, they have it all in Las Vegas. For everybody to come and take a look at all of the people here. So that's what Las Vegas is all about. So I'm G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I wanted to tell you what the weather's like in Vegas. It's about 100 degrees today. Actually, I think it's like 98.5 degrees in Las Vegas, which means tonight it'll be about 90, And then tomorrow it'll be 100 degrees. So I'll let you know what the weather's like tomorrow on tomorrow's radio show. So tell everybody to tune in for the weather report for tomorrow. And we'll let you know what's happening in sports. So let's talk sports. Yes, Las Vegas and the world of sports. Well, they've played four games, people, in the NBA Finals. The championship series is being played right now. And the Golden State Warriors, the two-time defending world champions, are losing in the series. That's right. The Toronto Raptors have come out of nowhere. They barely won their division, and then they barely won in the playoffs. Golden State won the second game of the series. Toronto won the first game, which upset everybody. And then Golden State won the next game, so it was one game to one game. And then Toronto won game three, so they're winning 2-1. And then Saturday night, people, Toronto won again, so they went up 3-1. So it's either win or go home for the Golden State Warriors tonight. It's either win or go home. This is game five of the series. And if Toronto wins tonight, it's all over. Golden State can kiss it goodbye for the year. And we'll have to see them next year. But they're still missing a lot of players. They have a lot of injuries on the Golden State Warriors. So KD isn't playing. And they have a couple other players that are out that aren't playing in this series. So they're working on limited horsepower right now. But Toronto has all their guns a-firing, and they're playing excellent defense. They got Kawhi is really shooting the lights out with his three-point shot, and they're playing excellent ball. So we don't think that they're going to slow down any time going into the game five tonight. But we're kind of still hoping that Golden State wins another game or maybe another two games, and then they tie up the series and they got to go seven games. So that's what I'm hoping for. But right now it doesn't look good. It looks like Golden State has played their best game, and now they're just hanging on. So we have to see what happens tonight. It's either win or go home for the Golden State Warriors. And we kind of said that with the Golden Knights in Las Vegas. Either win or go home. And they lost, so they had to go home. So now it's the Golden State Warriors' turn. Either win or go home. So we're waiting to see what happens. This is game five tonight, and the Raptors are up 3-1. So either the Golden State Warriors win tonight or they go home. So that's where we stand in the NBA World Championship Basketball Series. All right, DJ Papa D. play some music, drop some spots, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
Thank you.
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activity. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? That's right. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. That's right. We got a worldwide internet radio show going here. So we want everybody to tune in to the radio show and listen to Gregory's stories. Yes, I have stories to tell to keep you interested and to blow your mind all day long. Yes, every day that we do our show, I try to come with something interesting to tell you that will make you really go, really, he did that? And wow, how did he survive that? And wow, he went through all of those things. Yes, people, I grew up in a world of I could do anything I wanted to do. I went everywhere and did everything. And a lot of people didn't believe all the things that I could do. But anything I wanted to do, I did it. And I was unstoppable. Now, I want to tell you a story. I grew up in South Central Los Angeles. Yes, and for those of you that know about Los Angeles, you know Los Angeles is the home of the Crips. That's right, West Side Crips. We're born and raised in Los Angeles. But they grew up right in my neighborhood because I was from 65th and Western, and three blocks from my house was a junior high school called Horace Mann, and that's where the Crips used to have their gang meeting in the auditorium at this junior high school on Saturday. But I was in the neighborhood with all of these gang members, but I didn't get involved in any gang. Because, see, I didn't go to the public schools. I went to a Catholic elementary school. Yes, I told you, I went to St. Anselm, which is a private Catholic elementary school. And I went to school there from first grade to eighth grade. And I did everything at the school that I could get involved with. I played basketball on the basketball team for the school. I played football on the football team for the school. And I played baseball on the baseball team with the school. And I was a Cub Scout from like fourth grade to sixth grade. And then I was a Weeblow Scout, which is the scouts that you become after you're a Cub Scout. And then I was a Boy Scout in the eighth grade. And then I was a Cub Scout. So I did all of that. And I was in the YMCA. I told you about that. I was in the YMCA, Young Men's Christian Association. So I was doing stuff, and I didn't have time to be gangbanging. At least I thought I was busy enough to stay out of trouble. I wasn't interested in being in a gang anyway. I was too busy having fun. I was an athlete, and I concentrated on being a good athlete. But you know what? While I was at the Catholic elementary school, I was the altar boy. That's right. I was the altar boy, and I used to serve mass with the priest. Every Sunday, I would get to school or go to the church, and I would serve mass. I would serve the service in the Catholic church with the priest every Sunday. And then during the week, I would serve 6 o'clock mass during the week. And then I would go to school at 8 o'clock. So I would be up early in the morning serving those church services. And not only did I serve mass in the church, I serve weddings, and I serve funerals. Yeah, that's right. a lot of people were dying in the church community, and they were holding services in the church, and they needed altar boys to come and serve the service, the funeral service, with the priest. And I got picked to serve the funerals. Not all of them, but enough of the funerals to keep me busy and to keep me out of trouble. So everything that I was doing at the school, I also was an altar boy. So I was serving all of the services in the church. And one of the churches, one of the services that I served was a funeral of one of my buddies in my class. His grandmother died, and they had the funeral at my church. And everybody came to the funeral, all of his relatives and everything. And he was an altar boy with me. So he served the funeral service with me and the priest. And they had an open casket. So we got to watch. We had to sit around and hold candles and stand by the open casket while everybody walked up and gave their best wishes and their farewell condolences to his grandmother while she was laying in the casket dead. And I was like, wow, this is kind of scary because this is a funeral of a dead person. So I was really like, why am I here? How did I get picked for this job? But it was something to do. And all of the altar boys got credit for serving funerals and weddings and mass. So I was getting credit for it, and it was improving my credibility with the priest at the church. So I was always getting picked to serve all of the services. But when I served Eugene's aunt, his grandmother's service, I was like really scared because I was like 6, 7 years old. And while we were serving the service, the lights went out in the church, and all we had was the candles that were lit around the altar, but we had to go down to the basement of the church and flip the switches to turn the electricity back on in the church. And so I had to hold the candle and walk down the stairs like 20 steps down to the bottom of the cellar in the church, in the basement. And I was scared because it was dark, and it was like, it was really dark. And I went down there, and we got to the bottom of the stairs, and there were two caskets in the bottom of the church. And I was, like, really shocked when I saw the caskets. And they were old caskets. They weren't new caskets. They were old caskets that had been sitting down at the bottom of the church for years. And I didn't ever know that they were down there because I was always upstairs when I was serving the services, the church services. I was always upstairs. So this was the first time I got to go down to the basement of the church. And the church is like, I don't know, 70 years old? I mean, that church was old. I mean, real old. If you looked at the inside of the church, you could see it had old stained glass painting and old pictures on the walls. Oh, man, it was an old church, and everything was old except the altar was kind of new because they had renovated the front part of the church where the church services were, so they had changed the design of the church. But everything else in the church was old. I mean, real old. And we went down to the bottom of the church, and the priest had to find the electric box to turn the electricity on so we could finish the funeral service. And it was difficult for me to stay down there and not be scared to death. I was shaking, and I was nervous. And I was like telling the priest, hurry up, Father. Come on, Father. Let's hurry up and finish this so we can get back upstairs. Because it's dark down here. And if my candle would have went out, I would have had a fit. It would have been too much for them to control me. Because I would have broke. I would have took off running up to the top of the stairs back into the church if that candle had gone out, because it was me and Eugene, and both of us had candles, and the priest walked behind us while we walked to the bottom of the steps, and he found the electric box. And he flipped the switches, and we couldn't tell from down in the basement if the switches had worked. So he flipped the switches, and he told us, okay, I think we can go upstairs now. So when he said we could go upstairs, I took off running. I wasn't walking. I wasn't waiting for everybody else to come up the stairs. I was running. I mean, I was running up those stairs like I wasn't going to be the last one down there. And I got up to the top of the stairs, and I held my candle so that the priest and Eugene could come up the stairs, even though Eugene had his candle. But I wasn't trying to, like, be without any lights. But when we got to the top, the lights had come back on in the church. And so it was a good place to be. And we walked and finished the blessing of the casket, and the priest blessed the body, and everybody got to walk up and say their condolences to the body, and they walked off. And that was the end of the day for that service. And I survived, and I never went down there again because it was no place for a kid to be. But I left. All right, now it's time for a commercial break. So DJ Papa D plays something. And we'll be back with more of the show in a minute. It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told him, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick.
Man, I mean, what's the deal? I mean, what is going on?
Cause it feels so good. Yes, it feels good.
then I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls, so you need to come check me out.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. That on Friday, we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show. And you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation. And we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home, and I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G-Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? That's right. We're broadcasting on internet radio, and we're broadcasting on 7 continents. That means we're worldwide on our radio show. So we're letting everybody know that we're broadcasting for everybody's entertainment. That's right. Not only is G-Money running for president, but we got the best radio show in the city, in the country, in the world, for everybody to pull up and listen to the stories that I tell that makes the show more interesting than any show that you'll listen to anywhere on the planet. Now, we got stories that we're playing the shorts. We're just playing the beginning of a lot of the stories that I tell. But you can get the whole story if you buy the comedy album. So pull up storytimewithgmoney.com and buy some of the comedy albums. And then you can hear the whole story. The whole story as I tell it from beginning to end. Yes, it'll be exciting. It'll be something that you can share with your friends and your family. and you can laugh, and you can cry, and you can shake your head and say, wow, I don't know why it went down like that. But that's the way the stories crumble. So anyway, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to say welcome to my radio show. Since this is Monday, this is the first day of the radio show for the rest of the week. So I'll see you on Tuesday at 3 o'clock. And then we'll be back on Thursday at 3 o'clock. And then on Friday, we'll be talking about solving the homeless situation in the countries all around the world. And that's on Friday. And hopefully we'll have some people that are working with the homeless calling us, and we'll be talking about their helpful situation on the radio. So tell your friends that are working with homeless people to call the radio show and talk about it on the air, because everybody wants to hear about what they're doing to solve the homeless situation in the cities that they live in. So anyway, it's been a good day. It's been a great week. And now I'm going to go in and listen to game 5 of the NBA Finals. And hopefully my Golden State Warriors will win and they won't have to go home. Because if they lose, they got to go home. And it'll be all over. The Toronto Raptors will be the new world champions in NBA basketball. Yes, the National Basketball Association will have a new world champion. It'll no longer be the two-time defending champion, the Golden State Warriors. So now we got to bow down to the Canadians, because now they'll have the trophy in Canada. And ain't that a bitch? So I don't know. Man, we can't let it go out like that. We got to bow down and win the trophy. We got to suck it up and play tough tonight. So this is game 5. 3-1 is 4. Yep, game 5. So Golden State got to win tonight, people. So we want to say go Warriors. Go Warriors. And that's the best I can do for them right now. All right. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. I was hitting that weed, and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.